Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
I was at my apartment. He'd fallen asleep and I just had a gut feeling to check his phone. He had two dating accounts and he had a bunch of searches about AIDS and AIDS treatment options. And that really scared me. And I was like, did you give me AIDS? He was like, no, that was just a joke. Me looking that up.
Yeah, not funny. I don't know who would find that Google search humorous. Like, at all. Welcome to season 6, episode 6 of the Breakup Breakdown, where our interviewee says she found out about her boyfriend cheating on her by breaking into his phone, looking through the Google searches, and finding some pretty concerning stuff. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And if you're wondering about how you can get your breakup story on the Breakup Breakdown, I take submissions in the episode descriptions. It doesn't just have to be your breakup story, though. You can submit a tip in the breakup story submission form. Maybe you follow someone and they kind of soft launch a breakup and you want to know why they broke up, but you're not going to ask because that would be weird. Or maybe it's something you saw on Instagram or TikTok. You can send me those links and I can investigate further. But wherever the story comes from, we love hearing it and getting some good lessons along the way. So again, if you've got a submission for the podcast, head down to the episode description. You will find a submission form linked there. And if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. This week, we've got a submission from somebody who says that a Google search about AIDS treatment led to her investigating her boyfriend to see if he was cheating on her. Because that's concerning. Not just the cheating, the whole... did you give me an STD thing? But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. And this week we are giving a shout out to the Hubbard House in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you want to find out more about their organization and how you can help out, check out all those details in the episode description. Also, the live podcast for the Breakup Breakdown that was back in May is still available. You can purchase it for $1.99 on Vimeo, and you can catch me and my friend Amber talking about the time that she got catfished for 8 years. It is a wild tale. Okay, so into the submission. So I got a submission from somebody who said they wanted to talk about the time that they found out that their ex was cheating on them after they broke into their phone. Now, we've talked about this on the podcast many a time. This person said that this was somebody that they had known in their early school days and then ended up hooking up with them after they had graduated. They said that they dated for a full year. So a pretty significant relationship, I would say, like especially into your early adult years. And as far as this person knew, this was a heteronormative relationship, like she's straight, he's straight, they're together. But after digging through his phone a little bit more, she found out that he might have accidentally given her an STD because of some of the relationships he was having on the side. Pretty scary stuff. So let's find out how all of this came to be and how they finally got to the end of the relationship. Yes, weeks after she found out that he was cheating on her, when we break down this week's breakup.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, so I met him in high school. It was my sophomore year and his junior year. But yeah, I ended up getting into a different relationship later that year, and it lasted 2 years. That was rough. Learned a lot. Broke up with him 2 months before I graduated high school. So I was like, okay, I'm 18 now. I want to go be free and do what grownups do, apparently. So I download Tinder. And he was the first one that I matched with and talked to and went over to his place. I didn't recognize him because he had lost like 100 pounds. Come to find out later, he was doing cocaine. I forgot about that detail. But yeah.
Yeah, cocaine before Ozempic.
After we do the deed, I realized who he was. And then he told me, he was like, oh, I knew who you were the whole time. And I knew you didn't know who I was. And that kind of felt a little weird to me. I don't know.
It's kind of like a weird power dynamic. Like he's all the memories of like your history together, and you think this is just like some skinny man that you met on Tinder.
Yeah, and then that summer we'd hang out a few times. I did develop feelings for him, and I brought that up, and he was like, okay, we can go on a date. And then it just didn't really work out, and I didn't feel much there. Like I still had feelings for him, but it felt like they weren't being reciprocated at all, and I was just, another girl. So I go off to college. I actually have a different relationship there. That ends. I end up transferring to a college closer to my hometown. And he like texts me when I get after I move back for the summer and wanting to, hang out. And I told him I don't want to hook up anymore. Like I'm not at that place anymore. And I was like, I'm looking for a relationship. And he said, okay, let's do it. And that's it.
Okay, so
That's
that's how
all.
you get together. Love it. How long was your relationship total? And then was there one thing that happened that made you think that this relationship could probably come to an end?
Okay, so we dated for a year. There was like a truckload of red flags that I ignored and made excuses for. And kind of like, even like when we got together, he wasn't very good at communication and he was very jealous. Also, he hadn't had any ambition. And I was like, I'm in college and not hating on that, but he just had no plans to do anything else with his life. And also, he was a huge donor and kind of made that his personality. Probably wasn't the best person for me.
Just on like completely two different tracks.
But I just ignored that. I was just like, I'm young, I'm having fun with him. We had fun together. So I was like, that's all I need. We were dating for 2 months at that point. A couple months later, I go on a girls' weekend with my best friend. He's stressed out about me going to the bar with her and, just having a good time. And turns out he did cheat on me that weekend while I was gone, but I found that out later.
My God, how did you find it out? And how much later?
It was the weekend before finals, and I was stressed. I was like, I was not doing good. And the last thing I needed was that. So I had a chemistry exam one day, and it was like the last exam before the finals, and I hate chemistry. So I was not having a great morning so far. And I walk out of my class and I saw a text, and it was basically a hey girly text. It was actually from my roommate's, one of her best friends. So he texted me and was like, I gotta tell you something. When are you gonna be at your apartment? I actually had plans that day to take lunch to him at work after I got out of my class. So I did that. And I was like, this is weird. I was like, told me he needs to talk to me. This is weird. And I had a bad feeling about it, but I didn't think it was anything to do with my ex. He goes, oh, I know what I'm gonna tell you about. And then he's like, yeah. So as a joke, I had Grindr. Also as a joke, I found on there. And also as a joke, I sent pictures while at work from the bathroom.
Okay, and this is your boyfriend telling you
This
this.
is him telling me, because I guess he's like, oh crap, she's gonna know. I gotta just say it's a joke before she finds out. So yeah, after I bought him lunch and brought it to him in the middle of finals.
So when he told you that, did you believe it? Or was there a part of you that was kind of like, this is a little sus? Because I'm assuming you stay with him if that's just the first time you find out about something.
I did stay with him 6 more months. I didn't believe it was a joke. I don't even know what I was thinking. I just couldn't think at that point. I literally gave him the rest of my food. Like I couldn't eat at that point. I was just like, you take it, you do whatever. And then I just left. And then I waited until came to my apartment and told me to get the story straight. Shows me all the Grindr messages. He knows through me. He's like in the messages trying to get like figure out who he is and like, oh, I know you, this and that. Like, here's some hints. And
So
then
wait,
Jesus.
he doesn't have like a profile picture or anything?
It's just like of him shirtless with like with the head cut off of the
Gotcha.
picture.
And so he's sending him all these messages trying to get him to guess that he's inserting your boyfriend.
So he was like, just tell me who you are. Like, what's the issue here? And then he's like, well, I want to keep my relationship, so you can't know who I am, which is really weird. Why are you playing this little game? But also like, oh, I want to keep my relationship. And then throughout the messages, he's obviously wanting to hook up with. And then he sends pictures in the bathroom. She's like, held his phone up and showed me and was like, is this his, you know? And I was like, yeah, it is.
Oh my God.
So that's not all. During this was like earlier that day. So like this had happened that morning while I was taking the test. He was in the dining hall on campus while he was texting, and friend was right there and was like, oh my gosh, I've hooked up with him like recently. And this was a gay man. And was like, oh, he doesn't want to be a part of it, but just know that my friend has hooked up with your boyfriend twice. So yeah, I had no inkling. I felt kind of bad for him in some weird way. I was like, okay, like you were just experimenting, I guess. And you were just like, I don't want to hate on you for figuring out who you are. And I just looked at it that way because I didn't want to like confront what he did to me. So that night, I dropped all his stuff off in a trash bag at his friend's house and told him to not even come to my apartment after work. And his friend's dogs chewed up all of his things and threw them all over the yard, which I was really happy about. Yeah, and then, but he came that night. I asked him to come over and talk to me. I yelled at him. He cried and he begged me to hit him for some reason. It was kind of embarrassing how sad he got. And I'm like, well, you did this. But we talked through it. And then I just forgave him that night immediately.
Why did you decide to forgive him?
I don't know. Like part of it, the whole like experimentation thing, which it's not okay to experiment while you're in a relationship, but I didn't want to stop him from being who he was. Also, finals were literally in 2 days. And I was like, I don't want to go through a breakup during finals week. Let me just ignore this and focus on my stuff. And then Christmas was around the corner. I had already spent money on him, his Christmas presents. I was just like, oh, this isn't the right time. There's too much going on. So I stayed. He got a lot better. He really like worked to be this perfect boyfriend. He took me on a picnic with a campfire and he made all the food and got wine and it was fun. For like 2 months, he was really nice again. After this, me finding out he cheated, he became like perfect.
What is like the thing that makes you finally dump his ass for good? Because it sounds like he's stepping out on the relationship and kind of getting away with it.
Yeah, he really was getting away with it. Like through the next few months, I slowly, like I was in therapy and my best friend was, every time she saw me was like, at one point she literally begged me to leave him. And because he was really like affecting me mentally. But at this point I was just so attached to him. And he really, at times, he would be so sweet to me and so amazing that it made like all the bad stuff, like made me forget about all the bad stuff. And I was just chasing that, him just being nice again. You know, it was this back and forth thing. But slowly, I realized that this isn't for me whatsoever. What actually made me leave the night I left, he went to sleep. I was at my apartment and he fallen asleep and I just had a gut feeling to check his phone. He had 2 dating accounts and he had a bunch of searches about AIDS and AIDS treatment options. And that really scared me.
That's terrifying. If you're intimate with someone and they're Googling, what do I do if I think I have AIDS? I'm sure you were freaking out.
And also he had refused to get STD tested after I found out he cheated on me the first time. You know, I let it slide. I let him get away with it. At this point, I was like finally finding some sense of self-worth. And so I get all my stuff. He's asleep. It's 2 a.m. I get all like my keys, my phone, a couple things. I made it look like I left my apartment and my roommate had moved out like that week because it was right after finals. I go into her closet and I lock myself in there and I call my mom. And my mom was like, stay in there. I'm coming to get you. So she starts heading over at 2 a.m. And then I just decide to get up and confront him. I wake him up. He's like really pissed that I woke him up to him. I'm like, who is this? And I say the name and he still didn't want to say anything. And I'm like, you've had these dating accounts and you've searched up AIDS treatment. And I was like, did you give me AIDS? He was like, no, that was just a joke. Me looking that up, which everything was a joke when he got confronted about anything. And he told me, oh, I was curious and I had a bad moment and I made these dating accounts, but I deleted them after a couple hours, which is not true because I found the dating accounts. They weren't deleted. I kick him out at 2 a.m. with all his stuff. Unfortunately, I did see him a couple more times because I was lonely.
The other big question is, did he end up giving you anything from him cheating on you? If I found my partner was Googling that, I would have sprinted to the emergency room and be like, help me ASAP. Oh, yeah.
When I stopped after a couple days of me crying and laying around, I finally like went to the health department and I tested negative for everything. And I was like, huge sigh of relief. Great, great news. Then recently, 3 weeks ago, I started feeling a little discomfort and pain down there. So I go to my OBGYN and I have herpes. Turns out they don't test for herpes on a normal STD panel. They only test for it if you ask for it or if you have symptoms. So I was not, in fact, all clear.
That's crazy that you have to ask for it. You would think that's just kind of like the something that they would run just standard.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I guess because it's more common than people think. And a lot of people who have it don't have the symptoms, or they have HSV-1, which is usually mouth. Like it's just the cold sores. And so they'll test positive for it. So they don't want to freak people out, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I dealt with my first outbreak and that was excruciating. I hope that he gets an outbreak.
You know it's from him. Like you haven't been with anybody else?
Not in over a year. Like even months before, I hadn't been with anyone else.
So how have you handled that? Because I know it's not something that's going to end your life, but it is something that changes your life.
Yeah. The first few days like suck. It felt like I was going through a breakup all over again. Not really. Like I was just feeling down again and just couldn't get out of bed. And I was like, I'm going to have to tell people I date in the future and people are going to look at me like, you know, I'm a whore, which is such a way of thinking, but it's just so stigmatized, you know, and I've done a lot of research over the past 3 weeks about it. And I found a lot of people like on TikTok who talk openly about having it. And it's really a lot more common than people think. And it was really nice to just see people out there who have it and are living great lives and it's not bringing them down at all.
What's the biggest takeaway that you've gotten from those videos? Like what's something that's really been comforting for you?
There's this one guy, I don't remember his name, but he like makes jokes about it and he's really lighthearted about it. And he's also wants to educate people on it, but like the jokes about it. And I really cope with humor a lot and it's helped me. And just knowing that I'm not the only one.
What does treatment look like for you? Are you on any medication to like handle the outbreaks or what does it look like now to be someone that is handling herpes?
Well, my OBGYN gave me like an antiviral that they normally prescribe for herpes. And I just took it for that outbreak. Now I'm just like, I know stress, just really anything that can lower your immune system can make an outbreak happen. So I'm just focused on my immune system and just trying to stay away from stress and work on my own health to make my body strong enough to not have another outbreak. But I know some people take that antiviral every day. I don't really, you know, if I have to later, I will, but I'm gonna keep doing my research and try things and see what helps.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that you have such a good outlook on it. Cause like, I know if I got diagnosed with something, I would be freaking the fuck out. But it seems like you've got a good head on your shoulders and you're handling it well. But as far as like advice goes for people who maybe just found out that their boyfriend cheated on them and they feel like the easier thing to do is stay, like what advice would you give them to leave the first time they find something suspicious?
I don't think that there's anything that can redeem a relationship after somebody has betrayed you in such a way. It's okay to leave, you know, so important to leave when you see huge red flags like that. And you just know it's not going to work out. And that's fine. Even if there are good things in that relationship, there's going to be so much better things with somebody who won't cheat on you.
No, exactly. There's a billion fish in the sea and one of them will surely not cheat on you. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners about your story and any just words of wisdom you would like to leave them with?
Well, in the future, I'm just gonna be alone for a while and just really figure out what I want and like really trust your gut, because I had a lot of gut feelings that I ignored.
This is just a little PSA that it's really easy to get tested for STDs at pretty much any local urgent care or testing facility where you would typically get blood work done. Do it for you, do it for your partner. It keeps everybody healthy. But on that note, on this Thursday's Breakup Breakdown bonus episode, we are going to be talking about people's experiences after they found out that they were diagnosed with an STD. Getting diagnosed can be a serious thing, but it is important, I think, to break down the stigma because it's a lot more common than people think. So if you want to share your experience with getting diagnosed with an STD, whether it's just a funny story about the time that you got gonorrhea from a one-night stand or your real experience dealing with an STD that's more permanent, you can anonymously email me. I won't share your name unless you want me to, via email at breakupbreakdownpodcast@gmail.com or at the Abby Murphy on social media. But in the meantime, I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.